Part 1. Now look at the instructions for Part 1. For each question, choose the correct picture. One, where are they meeting?
Are you still coming to the cinema tonight?
Yes. Shall we meet in the new coffee shop first?
I'm not sure. I went there yesterday.
We could meet in front of the library.
No, the coffee shop is a better idea.
Now listen again.
Are you still coming to the cinema tonight?
Yes. Shall we meet in the new coffee shop first?
I'm not sure. I went there yesterday.
We could meet in front of the library.
No, the coffee shop is a better idea.
Two. What time does the match start?
Hurry up, Jane. We'll be late for the basketball match.
Don't worry, Dad. It doesn't start until 10 o'clock.
Yes, I know. But the bus leaves at 9:40, and it's already 9:30.
Now listen again.
Hurry up, Jane. We'll be late for the basketball match.
Don't worry, Dad. It doesn't start until 10 o'clock.
Yes, I know. But the bus leaves at 9:40, and it's already 9:30.
Three. What's the man's job?
Jim's a nice guy, isn't he? I met him when I was at the doctor's last week.
Yes, he was a teacher at my son's school, you know.
Really? Isn't he a police officer? I'm sure he is.
He is now, but before that he taught English.
Now listen again.
Jim's a nice guy, isn't he? I met him when I was at the doctor's last week.
Yes, he was a teacher at my son's school, you know.
Really? Isn't he a police officer? I'm sure he is.
He is now, but before that he taught English.
Four. What did the boy lose?
Hello. Can I help you? You don't look very happy.
I put my camera next to the radio over there, and now I can't find it.
Oh dear, that's a shame. Have you got a mobile phone? You can take photos with that instead.
Now listen again.
Hello, can I help you? You don't look very happy.
I put my camera next to the radio over there, and now I can't find it.
Oh dear, that's a shame. Have you got a mobile phone? You can take photos with that instead.
Five. What does she choose?
So, Shirley, what are you having to eat?
Well, I quite like meat and I love vegetables, so I'm not sure.
Why not have a pizza which has got both on it?
Yeah, I'll do that. It's the easiest thing to order.
Now listen again.
So, Shirley, what are you having to eat?
Well, I quite like meat and I love vegetables, so I'm not sure.
Why not have a pizza which has got both on it?
Yeah, I'll do that. It's the easiest thing to order.
That is the end of Part 1. Part 2. Now look at Part 2. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one word, or a number, or a date, or a time. Look at questions 6 to 10 now. You have 10 seconds.
you will hear a teacher telling her students about a hotel they were staying during a trip.
Good morning, boys and girls. Let's have a look at the hotel information for our trip to Edinburgh. When we arrive in town, we'll go straight to St Andrew's Square, which is 5 minutes' walk from the railway station and very close to our hotel, the Dork, which is in George Street. Tell your parents that the price for a double room is £120 a night and a single room is £90 a night. So, if you're sharing a room, the price is £60 a night. The hotel is very big. There are 100 bedrooms, but we only need 20, possibly on the same floor. It's a very nice hotel with a lot of facilities, such as a gym, a sauna, and even a swimming pool. But we won't have time for any of those. We've got a very busy schedule. So, did you get the address right? It's George Street, and the hotel is opposite the post office.
Now listen again.
Good morning, boys and girls. Let's have a look at the hotel information for our trip to Edinburgh. When we arrive in town, we'll go straight to St Andrew's Square, which is 5 minutes' walk from the railway station and very close to our hotel, the Dork, which is in George Street. Tell your parents that the price for a double room is £120 a night and a single room is £90 a night. So, if you're sharing a room, the price is £60 a night. The hotel is very big. There are 100 bedrooms, but we only need 20, possibly on the same floor. It's a very nice hotel with a lot of facilities, such as a gym, a sauna, and even a swimming pool. But we won't have time for any of those. We've got a very busy schedule. So, did you get the address right? It's George Street, and the hotel is opposite the post office.
That is the end of part two. Part three. Now look at part three. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 11 to 15 now. You have 20 seconds. You will hear a conversation in a shop.
Hello, can I help you?
Ah, yes please. I'm looking for a present for my mum. It's her birthday next week.
Let me see. Ah, here's a very lovely painting. What do you think?
I really like the colour, but it's too expensive for me. What else have you got?
I know. How about this old guitar? You can't play it anymore, but it would look very good on the wall in your living room.
My mum already has a guitar. She likes old things. You know, like stuff from the past. She thinks modern furniture is horrible.
Then this Italian glass lamp is the perfect gift. I found it in a shop in Spain last year. It's 50 years old and very special. It still works too.
Oh yes. The painting was very beautiful, but this table lamp is the best for Mum.
Fine. So that's £30.
Oh, I haven't got the money now. Can you keep the lamp until next week? I'll ask my dad if he can come with me and get it next Tuesday after school.
No problem. I'll see you next Tuesday.
Now listen again.
Hello, can I help you?
Ah, yes please. I'm looking for a present for my mum. It's her birthday next week.
Let me see. Ah, here's a very lovely painting. What do you think?
I really like the colour, but it's too expensive for me. What else have you got?
I know. How about this old guitar? You can't play it anymore, but it would look very good on the wall in your living room.
My mum already has a guitar. She likes old things. You know, like stuff from the past. She thinks modern furniture is horrible.
Then this Italian glass lamp is the perfect gift. I found it in a shop in Spain last year. It's 50 years old and very special. It still works too.
Oh yes. The painting was very beautiful, but this table lamp is the best for Mum.
Fine. So that's £30.
Oh,